course you do, because there's something truly fascinating to us about secrets, right? These purposely or intentionally hidden things. Do you want to know the juiciest type of secret there is? Oh, you guessed it, family secrets. See, researchers have found that most families have secrets. And that makes sense, right? Because they're all different types of secrets. They come in all different shapes and sizes. They're not all life-altering or earth-shattering. They're not even all negative, but most families have them. In fact, in a recent article by BuzzFeed, they asked some folks to share some of their family secrets. Here's one of them. It says, "My great uncle was killed in a train accident in the 60s. I recently learned that he was having an affair at the time, and he got killed because he and his mistress were fooling around while they were parked on a railroad track. The train crashed right into them. No one in the family has ever really discussed it." Wow. Okay, that's a secret. All right, here's another one. "My aunt poisoned my grandma for her inheritance. Everyone in my family knows about it, but it's just not talked about." Oh, wow. These are what we call doozies. These are really big secrets, right? And full disclosure, I know a thing or two about secrets. Because, well, for one, I'm literally studying them, as you just heard. I am a PhD student at the University of Texas at Austin, hook 'em horns. Yeah. And I study family communication, and although I haven't written a book yet, I am writing my dissertation on family secrets. And, well, I'm doing what a lot of academics might call me-search, because it's not just that I'm really interested in family secrets, it's also that in recent years, I found out that while I was growing up, there were some things I didn't know about my family. And my research has shown me, and the research of many other people, that I'm really not alone in that. Many of us have that same experience. You see, family matters, secrets matter, and family secrets really matter. Because as much as we know that our families really affect us, we have to know that our family's secrets could really affect us too, even if we don't realize that that is happening. Because when we really begin to uncover some of the things that our families have kept secret, it may begin to help us to understand how those things may be playing in to the things that we ourselves are doing. And I know some of you may be saying, "Hey, listen, Camille, cool, but like my family didn't have secrets. We were just really open and honest." And to that I say, maybe. Or maybe they were just really good at keeping the secrets. And maybe they were really good at keeping them from you. But why would a family keep secrets? See, I think to truly begin to understand the effects that family secrets can have on our lives, we want to begin to understand why a family would conceal secrets in the first place. Now, remember, secrets aren't always negative. They don't always involve some sort of wrongdoing or sin, but a lot of them do. So whether your secret is an affair, or drug use, or less than above board business dealings, the truth of the matter is that oftentimes the reason for keeping a family secret boils down to one thing: concerns over perception. Now sure, there are other reasons that we might keep secrets, but I have found that oftentimes, the true impetus for concealing a secret is that we're truly worried. We have deep anguish over how we may appear to others. And when I've asked people about their family secrets, and they have told me many, many compelling tales over the years, no matter the type of secret, whether it's an individual keeping a secret from the rest of his or her family, whether it's a few people in a family keeping a secret from the rest of the family, whether it's an entire family keeping a family secret from the rest of the world, whether the secret is seemingly selfish or whether it seems to make perfect sense, inevitably, the reason for that concealment oftentimes boils down to worry about how other people may think of you. I can't admit that my addiction is coming back up, that I've begun drinking again, because maybe my family wouldn't trust me anymore. I can't admit that I'm failing out of college, because maybe then my parents will think I'm a failure. I can't admit to my family that my business is failing, because maybe then they won't trust me as a provider. For some of you, this might sound really familiar. And sometimes these concerns are founded. Sometimes this makes perfect sense. But the truth is that when we put the perceptions of others so highly in our lives, well, God has something to say about that. In the Bible, in Luke 9:23, Jesus said this: "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." You see, when we choose to conceal secrets and keep them from our families, oftentimes it's because we're choosing to deny ourselves. And it's especially salient when those secrets can truly affect the lives of those family members. Think about that. You are choosing to conceal something that is quite possibly life-altering to the people that you say you love the most. Think about how that would make them feel. And now I know your pushback. For some of you, you're saying, hey, listen, sometimes secrets are kept really to protect other people. I'm really doing it for his or her own good. And again, I say, maybe. But what I see is that often it boils down to you wanting to protect, number one. And this creates a world of problems, not the least of which is a false sense of concealment. Because you see, you can't hide things from God. And when I think about stories of people trying to hide things from God, I think about one of the earliest stories in the Bible. This is the story of Adam and Eve. Many of us know this story, right? God creates the first man, and he names him Adam. And then he creates the first woman, and he names her Eve, and she's his companion. And it doesn't take long before Adam and Eve break the one rule that God gave them. He told them, don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And let's see what happened. We read about this in Genesis. It says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." Well, that probably sounds a little bit absurd to most of us, right? You messed up, you hear God coming, and you hide? You're gonna keep a secret from God? Oh, this sounds really silly, right? It sounds really silly until we realize that that's not much different from what you or I do when we try to hide something, when we try to keep a secret from God. It says this in Hebrews 4:13. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And in Jeremiah 23:24, it says this: can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth? God is everywhere. You can't hide anything from him, and you can't hide yourself from him. And you know, there are some pros and cons to that reality that we can't hide anything from God. The major con is that no matter what you've done, God sees you. And the major pro is that no matter what you've done, God sees you. And you see, secrets are one thing, but family secrets are another thing entirely. Why is that? Why are family secrets such a big deal? Well, it turns out that our families of origin, those people that we grew up, your mom and your dad, your brothers and your sisters, they have deep and long-lasting effects on our lives. In fact, medical researchers have shown that these effects can last across the lifespan, that they can affect how we experience stress, even into adulthood. There was a study done that said that people who perceived their home environment when they were growing up as negative perceived stressful situations done in a lab to be significantly more stressful than people who grew up in what they considered to be a good home environment. And these effects were psychological and physiological. They were able to measure this. And some of you are saying, well, wait, what does that mean for me? Really, what it means is that family matters. And that there's no two ways about that. It really, really matters. And you can imagine that it matters for secrets, that research, because, well, you can bet your bottom dollar that some of those negative home environments involved a bunch of family secrets. We know that from other research that says that people who perceived their homes to have more secrets also perceived their familial relationships to be more dissatisfying. And this makes sense, huh? But it's not even just immediate family or immediate family of origin that really corresponds to certain likely outcomes in your life. As we've heard from previous messages here at Gateway, there are patterns that could affect us that may reach back for years and years, for generations and generations in our families. Yes, it's clear that secrets don't just affect the secret keeper. In a mysterious way, these secrets, when kept in the dark, can really grow like a black mold that grows and expands and spreads. That's what happens when these secrets, these secret sins, remain hidden in the dark. These destructive generational patterns we're talking about are issues like alcoholism or pornography addictions, patterns like anger issues, abuse, or extramarital affairs. We see examples of this throughout the Bible, but one that comes to mind for me is the story of Abraham and Isaac and many, many men that came after them in generations to come. So many of us know about Abraham. He was married to Sarah, and he was the hope for people, right? It was promised that Abraham and Sarah would bless the nations, and he's this hero of faith, but of course, he's a fallen and sinful man, just like many of us, just like all of us, right? And so at one point, Abraham and Sarah have to go to Egypt. And apparently, Sarah was a bit of a looker, okay? And so Abraham was a little bit worried about how the men of Egypt were going to handle Sarah's beauty. And so instead of trusting God for protection, he decides to deceive. He says, when he gets to the land, "No, she's not my wife. She's my sister." And so begins this line of deception. Then comes Abraham's son, Isaac, and he marries Rebecca, and she too is apparently a Jewish supermodel. And so they've got to go into the land of the Philistines, and guess what? Isaac says, "Oh no, she's not my wife. Wait for it, she's my sister." This sounds familiar, right? We're sensing a theme here. Then comes Isaac's son, and Jacob's name, he gets the name Deceiver, so we can understand that he was a really big schemer, and he cheats his brother Esau out of his father's inheritance. So we're seeing now that it's not just a small deceptive sin, but the deception is growing. The secret sin that's kept undercover is growing. It's not brought out into the light, and so it's continuing to spread. And then Jacob has 12 sons. These are the 12 tribes of Israel, right? And the first 11 sons are really jealous of the youngest brother, Joseph. And so they sell him into slavery and they deceive, oh, there it is again, their father into believing that he has been killed by a lion. Generation after generation of a sin pattern that continues because it's not brought out into the light. And maybe it's not this sin pattern that's really the problem in the secret. Maybe it's the secret itself that really comes across and affects generations. Well, this brings me to my me search. That's the case in the story of my grandmother. So my grandmother was born in 1930. Her name is Laureen, and we've got a picture of her. She was born in the Deep South. She's beautiful, huh? She was born in the Deep South in a very different time, in 1930. And she was very smart, and she fought for access to education, and she became an elementary school teacher. And unfortunately for her, she found that in 1952, she became pregnant and she wasn't married. But her parents helped her out a lot, and so she was able to continue to do well. But then about 5 years later, she was at a party, and I'll put it just how she does. She said that a man took advantage of her, and she became pregnant again. And she couldn't imagine burdening her parents with helping her with another child while she wasn't married. So she decided that she would place that daughter up for adoption. So with the help of her sister that lived in San Antonio, she got help finding an adoptive family. While my mom, Kathy, was growing up, she began to hear inklings of this story. She began to hear about her secret sister, my grandmother's other daughter. And for years, she begged my grandmother to give her more details. But my grandmother wouldn't budge. She wouldn't tell her anything. And my mom longed for more information. She longed to know her long-lost sister. But my grandmother wouldn't budge. And as I was growing up, when I became older, my mom told us about this secret sister of hers. So much, and we saw how much it affected her, so much so that my sisters and I have three sisters, we tried to help my mom find her secret sister, but it was to no avail. And we saw the toll it took on my mom. And you see here is another example in my own life of a generational secret. Three generations of people that are affected by a concealed secret. And I know from research that my family is not alone. But some of you may be saying, okay, there are secrets. Now tell us, what's the big deal? What's the big deal about secrets like my grandmother's or like any other family secret? Well, the big deal is that there are big consequences. We know from research that many, and from many of us from personal experience, that secrets can destroy trust. They can cause deep division, and they can lead to a lack of intimacy in our relationships. All of these things would be pretty awful in our lives in general, but you definitely don't want those things in your family. Imagine being the odd man out in your sibling group, that you don't know that your other siblings have been keeping a secret from you for years. Or imagine feeling pretty close to your parents and then finding out years later that, in fact, they had been concealing something really important from you. Well, that would not be a very good feeling. And it would likely lead to lots more not-so-good feelings. Secrets and the deceptions that come with them can eat us alive. They can consume us in a way that leaves us unable to relate to others in the same ways as we did before. The big deal about this is that there's something within all of us, a universal desire to be known and to be loved. And when we're keeping a secret, we often feel that we can't be truly known. And in that, we feel like maybe we're not truly loved because these people are missing a piece of the puzzle, right? And so maybe if they had that missing piece of the puzzle, maybe if they knew our secret, they wouldn't love us. Maybe that secret would disqualify us from their love. That's the big deal. these secrets, especially the generational ones, it's a vicious cycle of negative outcomes, unless we end the pattern, unless we break free. Galatians 5:1 says, "So Christ has truly set us free." Hiding secrets can feel like we're bound. It can make us feel like we're prisoners. And if that's true, then we can imagine what it would feel like to have that weight lifted off of us, to walk in freedom. But how do we get there? What do we do with all of these family secrets? Whether we're keeping our secrets or whether we just sense some hidden secrets in our family of origin that may be affecting us today. That was the case for me. I know, more me search. So when I was growing up, my sisters and I always heard from my parents that my mom had moved to San Antonio because she wanted to be a flight attendant and she knew that there were job opportunities in San Antonio. Here's my mom around that time. There she is. That's Kathy. She's here today. Thank goodness. And yeah, hi, Mom. And so growing up, my sisters and I never really questioned that. We never thought anything of it. But cut to me in my 20s. I started to hear my mom make little comments, seemingly nonchalant or minimal, whenever we were watching something that featured domestic violence. Until one day, we were watching a movie. I think it was a Lifetime movie. And I know. And a man in the movie hit his girlfriend so hard that she fell to the floor. And I heard my mom say, almost under her breath, "When that happened to me, I saw stars." And so finally, I asked my mom, I begged her, I coaxed her, "Please, tell me what you mean. What happened?" And so she told me the tale of when she was 22. She was living in Memphis, Tennessee, and she had a boyfriend that soon turned violent. And one time he hit her, and she fell to the floor, and that was the final straw. She broke up with him. But he just couldn't let her go. He started harassing her and stalking her, so much so that she got fired from her job. And so she felt like the only thing to do was to move in secret. So she and her best friend moved to St. Louis, but it didn't take long before he found them there. And so my mom moved again to San Antonio, but he found her there again. And he began calling and harassing and stalking her. One day she came out of her job and she looked for her car, but it wasn't there because he had stolen it. This was a crazy time in my mom's life. And it was during that time that she met my dad. And he saw her through that time, and he helped her, but he watched as it wreaked havoc on her life. And as you can imagine, later my parents fell in love, and the rest is history, right? But my mom chose to conceal that secret until my sisters and I were adults. And if I never knew that secret, if my mom never chose to reveal, I wouldn't understand why my dad was always so concerned with our significant other's demeanors. He was always asking questions about their demeanors, and I couldn't understand that until I understood that secret. Even now, when my now fiancé was speaking to my father, my dad said to him, "I mean, you're probably not an axe murderer." That's not a joke. This is a true story. He was like, you're probably not an axe murderer. And I was like, this is weird. Don't say that. You're going to scare mom. Right? But because my mom had revealed that secret, I could then understand the root of my father's concerns. Secrets affect us, even if we don't understand how. So, for some, that's exactly how freedom will come. Quite simply, through revealing that which has been concealed for far too long. Often we simply need to trust that those who truly love us will still love us once the truth is revealed, especially if we give them some time to really adjust to what the secret means for them and for their family. But we don't need to take that task on hastily. It could be that some of the secrets concealed are real doozies, right? The ones that could have painful consequences attached to them. That's why we've been keeping the secret in the first place, right? But keeping the secret does not keep us from experiencing the consequences. Ultimately, bringing our secrets into God's light will cause a lot less damage relationally to those closest to us and to our children and to our children's children. And it may be best that the secret revelation comes with a third party, a mediator of some sort, a pastor or a counselor or someone who you really trust that's supportive, where you feel safe. Something that I love about Gateway is that we have a supportive community of people here. In fact, we have a whole group of classes and groups for people who are looking for support. Groups for affair recovery and for recovery from sexual abuse. That one's called Wounded Heart. A recovery group for people who are suffering from addictions. And we'll even have one coming soon that's for victims of domestic violence. For more information on those classes and those groups, or to express interest, you can go to gatewaychurch.com/classes. And perhaps you're saying, share my truth? Camille, that's really easy for you to say. That will be so hard because you don't know my secret. Well, God says this in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And just because that verse may be overused, just because you've seen it cross-stitched in all of your grandma's doilies and etched onto all the rocking chairs at the Cracker Barrel, it really doesn't change it. It doesn't change the truth of that verse. You see, you may be saying, you don't know my secret. But to that I say, I may not know your secret, but I do know our God. And he says that you don't have to depend on your own strength in these situations. He says that he will provide the strength and the courage and the nerve that you need to walk into freedom. And isn't that an amazing thing? That that's the God that we serve. The God of strength and the God of grace. Aren't we grateful for his grace? For some of you, you may be on the other side of this. You may be saying, listen, I'm not concealing any secrets, but if there are any family secrets, listen, I don't know about them, and I don't want to know about them because I'm pretty happy with the way things are, right? Some of you are like, everything's fine. Let's not stir the pot here. The problem is that even though it may feel like ignorance is bliss, as hopefully you've seen today, secrets, if they're there, could be affecting you in ways that you don't even realize. And just imagine that there's someone in your life that is being plagued with a secret, and you know that if that secret is revealed, they would be able to walk in true freedom. See, ignorance is really not always bliss. Maybe they could share with you in love and experience freedom. But how can you detect whether your family has those secrets? This is a good question, right? How can you see if something has been hidden by years and by silence? I'd say there are four steps that you might take. The first is to start praying and asking God. He will show you. In Jeremiah 33:3, it says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." God is faithful when we seek him. And he can help us see things that we didn't see before. Next, be willing to bring everything into the light with God and with a few trusted people. If you're hiding a secret, we hear in the Bible, in the book of 1 John, this is the message we've heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light and there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we claim we have no sin, we are fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful to just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. Sharing with trusted people is beginning the process of confession, and it helps bring things to light so we can seek freedom and forgiveness. Third, you might ask others in your family about family secrets, with grace helping them come into the light of God's forgiveness. It may be that they were simply looking for a prompting. They wanted to share for years or for some long amount of time, but they didn't know where to start or how to start. They've been wanting to unburden themselves. And so you can help them do that. You can end those patterns for them by having a listening ear and by asking them questions. You might ask questions like these to your mom or your dad or your aunt or your uncle. Growing up, what were some things you loved about your family? What were some things you didn't love? Were there any patterns you saw growing up that you didn't want to repeat when you began raising your own family? Were there any things you found out about your family that surprised you or that you believe deeply affected you? Questions like these that can really help you get the conversation started are available in our message Next Steps. We have printed copies that are on the tables as you walk out today. And fourth, you need to turn from secret sins. There's power in renouncing and turning from the sins of our ancestors. It breaks the chain from passing on because God is merciful. With that said, it's true that there may be some secrets that won't do any good for us to shout them from the rooftops if they're not really affecting people in our lives. But it's also true that just by freeing yourself, by telling someone, it will bring freedom for you. You might tell someone that you really trust, or you might gain freedom by writing about that secret. Pray to God and ask for guidance in that. Ask for discernment for where to start. Remember this, your story matters. And every part of your story is important. Sharing your story might bring a world of difference for many people. Your story can be used for His glory. Most families have secrets, and whether we know it or not, those secrets can deeply affect what we do and who we are. End the pattern. Walk in the freedom that God promises us. Don't focus on what others might think of you, because the consequences of that could be dire. Instead, deny yourself and share your story, because you never have to try to hide from the God who created you. He knows you, and He loves you. And bringing the things from the dark might seem scary, but bringing them into the light actually brings healing. In the case of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we see that in the end, Joseph saw freedom because he stopped the deception. And it ended up blessing all of Egypt, actually. And in the case of my grandmother, well, she chose to continue concealing. But the story didn't end there because, you see, my mom is a praying woman. And, well, something sort of amazing happened. You see, my dad is a pastor in San Antonio, and one day he invited a guest speaker to speak, and that guest speaker invited a coworker to come and see him speak. And wouldn't you know it, that coworker was my mother's secret sister, my grandmother's other daughter. And when she walked into the doors of the church, my mother immediately recognized her because in our research, we had turned up a picture of her. And after the service, my mom went to her and she wanted to see all that she knew. And her name is Mary, and she didn't even know that she had been adopted. More family secrets, huh? Here they are on that day with the picture. And what, yeah. What I love about this picture, what makes it really special to me, is that you can see my grandmother in the background. That's her in the big black and white hat. And in that moment, she has no idea that the daughter that she had put up for adoption so many years before had been sitting in the same room as her that day. My mom got to know Mary, and my grandmother got to know Mary, and Mary ended up joining my dad's church, and my mom and Mary sing in the praise team together, and we spend all of our holidays together. And when I approached my grandmother to ask if I could share this story, I just knew that she would say no, because she's a very private person. But without hesitation, she said, yes. And I have to believe that it's because she finds freedom in the telling of it. You want to know a secret? We were never meant to live in hiding. We were always meant to walk in freedom. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you that you offer us freedom. We thank you that we can turn to you in our times of need, in our times that we feel fearful. Lord, we ask that you would lay all of these words upon the people's hearts that are here today, Lord, and that whatever you stir up, you would reconcile, that you would have them go boldly, Lord, that even people who have experienced the revelation of family secrets that are still feeling hurt from that, that are still experiencing the consequences of that, Lord, we ask that you would bring healing in that. Lord, we thank you that you are light and that we don't have to live in the darkness. It's in your name we pray. Amen. The band is going to come and play a song, and I hope that you will stay seated and really, really ponder how you will begin your next steps concerning family secrets. This song is written from the perception of God, and the lyrics truly speak to what we talked about today. Will you take the time and stay seated and just let it be sung over you so that you can spend some time with God? Thanks.